Okay, we are picking up 13 lines from the bottom of Yud Amar Beis. I apologize, I wasn't able to send the recording yesterday, so we'll pick up from over here. It looked a little bit above, but it's a short daf, so I don't think we'll have any problem continuing. We're discussing the idea of the Shaila of whether Kiddushin through Bia could also create Nisuin as well, to create the completion of the marriage. So the Gemara says, Ravina Amar, Midoraisa Mishat Pshitilei Da'achla. Everybody agrees that a woman who does Arusa is allowed to eat Truma. So going back to the idea about Truma. Midorabanan Udishalachle. So the whole idea of Rabbi Yehuda was the Shaila Midorabanan that a woman should not be allowed to would not be allowed to eat truma until nisuin. This is what he was sending to Rav Yehuda. Shamati alecha shata omer rusa bas yisrael chas b'truma. I heard that really that you say that that a daughter of bas yisrael who is married to a kohen, a lot of eat truma right away. Velochashi lesimfon, and you are not going to be choshesh from simfon. Simfon is an idea that the husband is going to see a mum that he didn't know about. He's going to see a blemish which would retroactively cancel the entire condition. He didn't know that she was missing certain part, limb or something was very strange about her body figure, and that was something he didn't notice, and that is something which would uproot the condition. So we're afraid that she would be eating truma lemafre, that if there was, it uproots the condition lemafre retroactively. It comes out that she was never married to a kohen. If she's never married to a kohen, that's a Yisrael who's eating a kohen, which is chayav misa b'dei shamayim, but it's a very chamar punishment. So it's all exer derabanan. Shalach leitz, Rabbi Yehuda said back to him, v'ata yata omer kein. Don't you say that as well? I know that you are holding in Torah. You know how to do Arush Kavachomer. When it comes to Shivra Kneinis, Shein Biasa Malchis Abatruma, that you don't have to be in order to her to be having truma, right? She's the Kenyan Kaspa of the Kohen. It's allowed. Kaspa Machilas of a truma. She buying her is enough to allow her to start eating truma. Velochai, she's in the symphony. We're not afraid that there is this problem of finding a blemish that's going to retroactively uproot the purchase of this shifra. Should be asa machilas of a truma. So in the case of the Kohen having bia with her entitles her to eat truma. Eno din she kaspa machilas of a truma. So shouldn't it be pashut that she should be allowed to eat truma? Veloni chosh the symphon. We should not be concerned with the possibility of symphon of al ma. Turning on to Yudalf Marava, Ajnis the Khobashum Dula. But he says, really, I agree, even with Darabanan, I think that we should not make a xero over here. But there is another problem with Ula. The possibility that it's going to have another reason that Ula says that Shema Yashka that he's gonna give it to her brothers or her sisters or her family, she's going to take the truma, she's going to come and accidentally give it to them. So according to Ravina, we see that the Braisa is telling us that really mit Daraisa, everybody agrees it's mutter to eat truma on the level of Daraisa. But mit Rabban, there is the chiluk. And therefore, in this case, there would be a difference. So the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, what's the difference? Why there's a gzera? But everyone agrees that there's a gzera. Either it's because she's going to come to give the truma, because where is she living right now? She's living in her parents' house still. She's not consummated the marriage and done nisuin yet. So all the while that she's there, she's going to come visit her future husband. I mean, she is, again, she's married by Arusa, future consummated husband. She's going to her engaged husband. She's going to see her fiance, so she's going to, halachically, I have to point this out, people get confused, but our engagements are really nothing, basically. Specifically, actually, not supposed to give the ring in front of two witnesses, because we don't want to get into any shilas of having any kedushin whatsoever. So our engagements is just a commitment that you're going to get married. They used to do tanoim, as I pointed this out, that the chassidim still, they still do a tanoim. So that's they still make the conditions that you really are going to go forward with this. We don't even do that. I assume that the reason is because we are afraid that, unfortunately, there's so many broken engagements, it's not shayach, because there's all these curses and things if you don't mekayim the tanoim, if you don't accept your idea of willingness to get married. Anyway, so, but when you talk about the halachic engagement, they're fully married on a level of daraisa. I've mentioned this again and again, it's just important, you have to know that. We're going to Mesachus Kedushin, that an arusa is fully married on a level of daraisa, and if she has relations with somebody else outside of wedlock at that period, she's chayav misa, she's fully married to her husband. We do both together now. We do them right. We do the Kiddushin, then we take a break, we read the Ksuba, and then we do the Nisuin, I bring her into the Chuppah, and we say the Shavar Brachos. The reason that changed, the Rebbeinu Tam discusses that, because it was a time I already took on from, I think, the late Geonim, that it was getting complicated. People were going away, they were getting lost, and whatever, so they just, they did all everything B'Vasachas, which is why they instituted the reading of the Ksuba. There's a whole thing, that's if there's a time when someone's going to speak, then that is the ikkar time to do it. That's I had that. There was someone spoke in the Chuppah, so we did that exactly what Rosh Hashanah said to have them speak in between. That's because that's the whole idea of the reading the ksuba. The whole idea of reading the ksuba is obviously there's hecher dyanim and kabbalah and so whatever. Chassidim or machshavit is a very great kibbutz. I think even bigger than bracha achrisa. But really, the ikkar, the point that it started from, the litvish aren't marachit so much because this point that the way that it came from was really just to make a longer break between the erusin and nisuin. We want to have a break there, and then we go into the nisuin, then another bracha, another kos. So we have a break. So that's the best time, agav, if you're going to have a speech. That's when you should have the speech under the chuppah. So anyway, so back to over here. So we say adchin as chuppah shem deula. Uben bagbag by bagbag. Why does he object to the kavachomer? Back to over here. Simfon bavadim leislay, because he does not agree with the idea of simfon bavadim. What type of blemish over here are we discussing that's going to be a problem? If it's going to be something which is generally, you could see it, so then when he bought it, he saw it, and he obviously knew about it. He saw that there was a huge pimple on her face, which is a lifelong thing that she can't remove. Okay, so then he knew about it, and if it was ugly to him, then he should have known about it when he bought it. He clearly accepted upon that himself when he bought it. Now, something which is hidden, who does he care about that either? What does he care about that either? He's not the malacha kabayla. He needs her to work. So it's under her clothing, it's something that he can't see, so then why should it bother him that she has this? So, loech batle. Ninsa ganav okunvas, and you're going to tell me that maybe this person that he bought was a thief or a kidnapper. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's pretty clear that he should have known that. That's obvious. When you're going, it's like you're going to a jail, and then you're going from the jail, you're going to be buying. You're going to be here buying one of the slaves there. So you think that it's likely that the person is going to be an upstanding citizen? Probably not. So here, who did you get as your slave? Chora, not somebody who's an upstanding citizen who's doing well in life. Probably somebody who has done things problematic. So maybe maybe it's a really listim zayam. He's a mafia man who has guns and things like that, or a person who is he's condemned to death. He has a death sentence on him. You didn't know about this. So that also, Hano Kala Islu, those clearly people know about that. People know about the mafia men. Everybody knows who the mafia men are. And everybody also knows who the person who's condemned to death. That is clearly things that have reports about them. And therefore, you should know about this. So therefore, you can't really have a simfam bavadim. So the Gemara says, "Bichti beilamar beilamalo achlo." What's the difference? At the end of the day, whether it's because midah reis, everyone agrees, right? The kohen can ask, well, which we assume really is a woman also. So really, midah reis, everybody agrees that she can eat. But why do we say we have to wait? Because of either simfon, because of maybe you'll find a blemish, or because maybe she'll accidentally give it to her family's house because she really was with them through the erusin process. So she's really living at home. She's visiting her fiance, but so she's going to come back. They're going to give her some nice truma, come give some wine, and she's going to bring it home and accidentally give it to them. So, what's the difference, says the Gemara? Is there any nafkamina? So the Gemara says, no, there is. There's two nafkaminas, kibel. One is kibel, and one is masr v'halach. So what are these two nafkaminas? Kibel is, let's say the Kohen is mekadesh her, and he says, I mekadesh you, amanaset, you're such an amazing wife, and you're such an amazing woman, I see your midos, I don't care. Even if you have any blemish in the world, I'm still marrying you. So if the Kohen says that, there is no chashash of simfon anymore. But the whole problem of maybe she's going to give it to her family, a vada that exists because she's living in her parents' home right now. So she's going to go visit her fiance's house and she's going to go bring back the wine. That's true, but that clearly would exist. So that'd be one nafkamina. The other one is masr v'halach, is the second nafkamina, is where the father delivered, literally give over his daughter to the shluchei haba, which the Gemara in Ksubas tells us, we heard that earlier, if you remember, the Gemara in Ksubas in the Mems tells us that is something which creates a nisuin. So now, that is something which would now bring her in the reshus of the husband. But, so therefore, the gzera of Shem Yashka, Achiv and Aviv, he's going to give it to, she's going to give them wine, that doesn't exist. But Simfon definitely does exist. The husband didn't fully see her yet. He didn't bring her in to see her full body. So that would be something which could exist, obviously, at that point. Fine. We brought the difference between the two. The two explanations of why there is a gzera derabanan that a woman who has only done erusin cannot eat or drink truma. So now the Gemara continues with the next part of the Mishnah. Because of b'chamim b'dinar v'shav dinar, you need to give a dinar or shav dinar. So I ask, what's the difference? Why don't they say pruta? My time to b'chamim. Why does b'chamim hold that you need at least a dinar? So the Gemara's number b'tira. That is the standard that a woman, I'm only worth a penny to you? That's disgusting. A chutzpah. So I'm not taking that. I'm only taking a dinar. So the Gemara says, I'm really a baye, elamata, kigon bas de Rabbiani. The daughters of Rabbiani were especially known. They were, you know, very meyuchas family. Everybody wanted to marry them. The captain of Shaya, and they were very, you know, they had held them up to a higher standard. They didn't accept less than 3 kop of gold dinar. That's a ton of money to get married. You had to be a very prominent person to marry them. You're going to tell me if they put out their hand and they accepted the kedushin that someone offered them, which was only 1 dinar, let's say, then it doesn't work. Avada it works. Meaning, Abaye understanding that I don't. You're telling me that a woman generally doesn't accept it, but what if she sticks out her arm and she does? It's definitely considered mamon. It's definitely considered an asinas mamon, which should be valid for kedushin. You wanted to tie in that anything less than a dinar is not even called mamon for these halachas because a woman wouldn't accept it. What if she does though? It doesn't change intrinsically that it's worth money. So that the chor is a difficult explanation in the opinion of Beit Shammai. So Rezir answers, Amar Lein, Pasha the Kabbalah Lo Kamino. No, I'm not talking about a case, even Beit Shammai would agree, that if you take less than a dinar, where the guy gives a Shavah Pruta and accepts it, that would work, because she accepted it. We're talking about, when is the Nafkamina Beit Shammai Beit Hillel? In a circumstance where he married at nighttime, and she didn't know what, she knew she was getting a coin, but she couldn't feel. When you go to, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a wonderful thing, because when you say, in the morning, you really feel it a lot more if you go to the blind museum. So in the blind museum, in near Tel Aviv there, it's an unbelievable thing. I mean, you really appreciate sight so much more. They literally put you in a dark room, and you literally have like no idea where you're going. And so they have the option there. Part of the thing is that like you buy like a drink. So like you have to like feel your coins, and they know exactly what they're giving you. I had a joke that they're actually taking in the tens the whole time. They're really telling you it's one shekel. Anyway, no. But in Israel, actually, the dafka made shaped a very, very difference on purpose, because they want for blind people to be able to feel them, to know exactly which coins they're dealing with. Anyway, so we're talking about pitch black. You don't know which coin you're getting. You don't have no idea which coin you're giving. So she has no idea. Yeah, so we're talking about, then it came out that she received less than a dinar. So then Beit Shammai say, then Pasha says she didn't want to accept that. So Inamet Shavya Shaliach, or she appoints a Shaliach to accept her Kedushin, and he didn't give her a dinar. In those cases, she didn't know about that. Beit Shammai would say that the Kedushin is not going to be valid if it's less than a Shavya Pruta. Rav Yosef Amar Tamayda Beit Shammai Rav Yudah Maravasi. Different idea. The Rav Yudah Maravasi, what did Rav Yudah Maravasi tell us that Beit Shammai hold like? Kol Kesef Amar Torah Kesef Tzuri. When the Torah mentions something, so it's always Kesef Tzuri. They had two different currencies, Kesef Tzuri and Kesef Medina. Kesef Medina was worth 1/8 of Kesef Tzuri. So imagine like the dollar and shekel, but like as if it, but they were both accepted currencies as the official, you know, Israel currency. Israel only has shekel, meaning everyone accepts as actually a whole shayla. Are dollars considered mammon, or they're considered like? But Pashas is in a country that you're in and you're not using that same currency. That's not considered mammon. It has nafkaminas where you actually need money for like pidyon aven and things like that. Not shavei kesef we had before. The rabbis that we were rabbi shavei kesef. The things where you actually need mammon for. I don't remember now. And whatever. If you actually in the halachas that you need mamish mamon, so that's the shaila. It was discussed by the achorim. So everyone said that dollars are accepted everywhere because that's like the, you know, that is always the currency of the world. Everyone always accepts dollars. Unfortunately, they're saying that I was reading a whole article and said that things may be changing. Unfortunately, that's the. Okay, America has to get back on their feet, but that's not for now. But the idea is, imagine if Israel had two currencies that were both acceptable, the dollar and the shekel, they're both considered official currencies of Israel. So then it wouldn't be Shavei Kesef, because then it's they're both considered the Kesef of that land. Now one's just worth, and now let's assume it's rounded up to 4. One's worth 4 times, one's only worth 1. $1 is really 4 shekels. So that's, they had the same currencies also in that time as well. That they had a Kesef Tzuri, that was the higher Kesef, that was worth 8 times the amount of Kesef Medina. And when it comes to Kesef Tzuri, so that's what Beit Shammai is saying that you need. So Kol Kesef Amar B'Torah Kesef Tzuri. Whenever the Torah said delineates something, you need to use the higher currency, which is the Kesef Tzuri. Tzuri is literally Tyre. Tyre was the ancient city of Tyre. So that is referring to that amount, that value. Vishal Devrayim Kesef Medina. And when it comes to when it's a din derabanan, so then you only have to pay Kesef Medina, as we pointed out, which is 1/8 of that value. So the word kesef appears, right? Kicha, we say, so we appear over there. So we learn kedushin through kicha, which is the idea of paying. So that it follows that it should be kesef tzuri, and therefore, Beit Shammai understand that a silver dinar should be used, not the copper pruta to use to do kedushin. So Beit Shammai is understanding that the kesef itself says kesef, so it's clear that you should use a silver coin, and since it's a dinar, right? So you should be using silver. That is the way Beit Shammai understands it, and that's why you need a dinar. So now, and Beis Hillel will just say this. disagree. They'll say, no, you just have to give a Nesinas Mamon. You don't have to give, because the Pasuk said Kesed, you have to Dafka give the Kesed. So no, just Nesinas Mamon, which is the Shaver Pruta, which is the considered the smallest amount of a value in Halacha. So the Gemara now says, Gufa, Amar Vidamara Avasi, Kol Kesed Vomar Vatara, Kol Kesed Tzuri, Tzuri Kesed Medina. So the Gemara asks, is this really a rule that when Kesef is mentioned in Torah, it only refers to Kesef Tzuri, that Lechora is the rule? So turning on to the next number, right? Taina. When it comes to Taina is the idea of a person admits to, we had this a few times already, that when it comes to, really, Sechah Shuas discusses Beikar, but the idea of a mode of Mikzas. One of the Mikzas, the Pasuk says, Ki Yitain Ishal Re'eu Kesef Akeim Lishmar. And the pasuk is Asher Yomer Ki Uzev Vinikra Balabai Selokim, which we learn from there that a person who's motive makes a taina yishava, that if I agree to partial thing because that's Rabba's famous idea that Chazaka Yada Meis Benav El Bachovo, then why do you say that because it's going to be motive mixtas? So you say I'll pay a little bit and I'll pay the rest later. He really doesn't plan on denying the whole thing. He's not going to spin the face of the guy who sent him alone. But that's the idea of motive mixtas. That's the svar mendareisa that the taina. So when it comes to a the amount that I agree that I owe. So now when it comes to taina, it's not shvusa. When we have a claim, it has to be at least it has to be 2 silver ma. So that's the minimum amount in order to have a idea of of a partial admission to that of a modem mikdas, and then the admission has to be no less than a shaviprutah. So the Mishnah tells you that you have to have a 2 ma claim, not just. One, Lechora understands that Kesef doesn't always refer to one silver coin. It could be over here too, as the Gemara is learning from this. So the Gemara says no. So here's different. How's it doing in the Kalim? Here, the Tuma Kesef is different. It's dimmed to Kalim utensils. Ma Kalim Shnayim. Kalim refers to 2. So here also Kesef Dafka meant Av Kesef over here meant Shnayim 2 and doesn't mean 1 as Ravasi. There's no Kasha and Ravasi. Ma Kesef Davar Chashuv. Kesef over here has to be something which is significant. Av Kalim Davar Chashuv. So too over here the utensils have to be significant as well. So that you're not required to swear unless the utensils have to be something of at least worth 2 ma. That's where there has to be something which is significant. Now the Gemara says, "Meiser dechse." When it comes to meisers and tarasa kesef yadacha, pasuk says you should bring, you should literally bind up the money in your hand. That's talking about where you have too much peros. Baruch Hashem, you know, you have thousands and thousands of apples. You can't bring them all. So what do? You put them onto a coin and you bring that coin into Yerushalayim, and with that coin you buy things for meiser sheni produce. So the Gemara says it's not a poritz elam mos meiser sheni. The Mishnah tells you that you're exchanging a silver sela for copper coins to do Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah tells us that a person who did Meiser Sheni using copper. He's not doing. It wasn't. It was nechoshes. It wasn't something which was kesef. So we see that kesef doesn't always understand silver. So the Gemara says kesef. Ha kesef is riba. We learn that from a riba. Specific kesef with the hey. Yeah. Why does it say ha kesef? Starts a ha kesef biyadecha. The money. Just say it. Starts a kesef biyadecha. Why is it ha hey? The extra hey is meraba that even and nechoshes is value is mutter in this in the case of meiser sheni. Varei hekdesh dechsev v'nasat on a kesef v'kamlo. The pasuk says by hekdesh you should give the kesef and it becomes his. This is referring to a idea of a person redeeming a field. So and it says over there you use the kesef. Amar Shmuel, hekdesh shavim mana shechila shavim pruta mechula. That a person, if it's only worth, it's worth the money. There's like thousands of prutas, and he only uses one pruta. The idea, the property is in fact considered redeemed, and you're not allowed. It's not considered hekdesh anymore. Obviously, you have to eventually pay that amount if you don't be cheating on hekdesh. But mitzad the halacha, it's no longer subject to hekdesh. In which case, you're not chayv meila if a person uses that item. So Gemara says hasunami kesef kesef yelif meiser. No, we have gzera shava to meiser to teach that it should also be nichlal. In that idea should also be nichlal the fact that you could use nechoshes. You can use not necessarily be using. You can use copper. You don't necessarily be using silver. Varei kedusha isha dechsev ki kach rishi shavala v'gamar kicho mistei efro nutnan beisel aloimrim bepruta v'shave pruta. So now that's the kasha, is that Rav Asi made this klal. And Rav Asi seemingly is against Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel didn't learn it like this. We said we're going to get into that. What's Beis Hillel going to say? Name Rav Asi the Amar Kavish Shammai. Maybe Rav Asi is going to hold like Beis Shammai. So therefore, we actually reject that the whole explanation. Not like we said originally that really you could say that Beis Hillel just disagree with this limud, but rather we're assuming that clearly this can't be that Rav Asi said it right. Rather, this is what Rav Asi meant to say. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Asi Kol Kesef Akatzav Amar Torah Kesef Tzuri. Whenever you're setting aside an amount that the Torah mentions, that is to be a Kesef Tzuri, which is the higher Kesef. Whenever you're talking about a din that you have to pay, midarabanan, so you don't have to pay kesef medina, which is 1/8 of that. So that is it. This doesn't apply to be kedushin where no specific amount is mentioned in the Torah. It doesn't say you have to give a shavet kesef. That's a shavet pruta. That is learned out later. So then there's not a kasha on the shita Rav Asi. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ika Mashman, what is Ravasi telling us?" Tanina, that's a Mishnah, but fair is a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Bechoros, Chamish Shleim Shel Ben, the five Shleim of the Ben, Shloshim Shel Eved, and they find that you have a 30 Eved who gores a Eved Kneni who kills him. Chamishim Shel Onest of Shamvata, the 50 of Onest, who rapes a woman or seduces a woman to have be with her, who's a Nara, who's not married, Mea Shel Motzei Shemra, and the 100 who of a Sela that's imposed on that person who is a Motzei Shemra. Kulam B'Shakal Kodesh Manetzuri. It's very clear. The Mishnah tells us explicitly that you have to use the Manetzuri. So if the Mishnah tells us that already, what exactly is Ravasi adding? So the idea that, how do I know that Achiyav Derabanan, you don't have to pay that amount, that is, I mean, you pay a lesser amount, which is the Chesed Medina, that is not known unless Rav Asi had come to tell me that. The Mishnah tells us if someone literally hits his friend's ear, it's not clear exactly what he's doing. Rashi tells us that maybe you're talking about a person who you shout in his ear, you scare him, or you hit his ear, near his ear, and so you have to sell it. That's the boshet, that's the embarrassment that he suffered for that. V'lotim ha-ma'isela arba zuzi, esela is four zuz, ela ma'isela palga de zuzi. Rather, we're talking about what sela does Mishnah refer to over there? Half a zuz, meaning a sela of tsuri. So that's therefore, a sela, meaning, so then the kesef medina would have been worth one-eighth of that. Av the inish, the kar lapalga de zuzi, istara. Because some people get confused and they call half a zuz an istara, and therefore the konon is istara was a equivalent to a kesef turi. So people refer to the sela as half a dinar as an istara. So that's, you don't want to get confused, that's what we're teaching us over here. So now we're up to a third explanation of why Beit Shammai said that you need a dinar. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Tamai to Beit Shammai Kid Chizkiya. The reason of Beit Shammai is because of Chizkiya. Amar Chizkiya Amar Kra Vehefta. Pasuk says that you're going to redeem, this is talking about, we're redeeming her. The Melamed, Shemigars, Bidon of Yotza, the Tamar of Amma Ivriya, could deduct for the years that she already used, and then the rest, you can free her. So you bought her, let's say you sold your daughter for 6 sela, below the age of Bas Mitzvah, and now she worked for 3 years, so you have to buy back for the remaining 3 selas. It's a sela a year. Yamart Bishlam at the Yavle Dinar, so Chizkiya's teaching, understand that already he gave her a dinar. To that's how much he paid. So you're able to deduct that amount until Shavuot Pruta is left. So that would make sense. You're going to say that he only paid a Pruta for buying her, and now my Pruta being Megara, but you can't reduce anything from a Pruta because that's not Shavuot any Kesef anymore. So rather, the minimum purchase price for an Amavriya must be a dinar. Otherwise, there would be no din of Vehevda. And it must be there is a din of Vehevda because the Pasuk's telling you there is one. So therefore, Beit Shammai understand that a dinar is also required for Kedushin, just like it's required for Amavriya. And therefore, because we learn that halacha from one to the other, and that's why we're going to learn that it's a dinar. Maybe this is what the Torah is telling you. Where he originally gave her a dinar, he paid a dinar, Tigra ad Pruta. She's allowed to deduct from the price, or the purchase price, only a Pruta, until there's less of a Pruta left. Hecha diavle Pruta. Where he originally only gave her a Pruta, lo tigra klai, there is no din of a hefta, because there is no mamon to be able to remove that amount because you're paying less than a shavet pruta. Turning on to your bezim aleph now. Lo zaka daitech. So verses don't even consider that possibility. Dumi ad yeh, because that is similar to the idea of yehud. Yehud is where the baal has the right to marry if they agree. The father agrees with the kesef that he gave towards buying the amay avriya. That's the idea of yehud. So my yehud afagav di boy miyad vi by lo miyad. So the guy has the option. If he wants to use the money that he already paid towards buying her as an amay avriya, he can. Towards the yehud, and if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. Kalecha de la matzim yehud lo av izvina. But whenever you would be able to perform yehud, the original sale would not be a valid sale, meaning a person would be unable to perform yehud when he let's say he bought someone like someone who's like a sister. He bought her in marriage. She was below the age of a bas mitzvah, and he was over, and for whatever reason, the father sold him to the sister. So that case. So therefore, we learn from it there, you're not allowed to do that. Whenever yehud was impossible, you're not allowed to sell her as an amay avriya. That's the halacha. So whatever, a person's unable to free herself through deducting the remainder as Ravasi and Sunday, lo, havis vinas vinas. So then the original sale is not even valid. So that's v'kedusha. So over here, so you can't diminish it at all. So Rish Lakish is saying v'kedusha isha the Beit Shammai nafkalei mi'amay avriya. So Beit Shammai is learning kedusha yehud from amay avriya. Ma'amay avriya b'pruta l'mekanya. You can't purchase her less than a pruta. That's what we're trying to tie right now. Af isha b'pruta l'mekanya. So that's what we're answering right now. So the Gemara says v'ema pagad the dinar. But if Beit Shammai is just telling us that an amount that has to be removed from the full dinar, so then why don't you say ema shtei prutas? Why don't you just say that it should be two prutas should be enough to remove her? So since the pasuk says that since it's talking about it can be done only with a pruta, it clearly implies that the higher amount should be the amount that you could be a megara, which is ukma dinar. The Rabbanan understood that a dinar is the minimum amount usable for kiddushin. So now let's just finish off with the last answer. Rav Amar Hainu Taima de Beit Shammai. The reasoning of Beit Shammai is the following. Shalo yu b'nos Yisrael kehefker. No, you should value. You should value a woman, and therefore the minimum should be a shavet dinar, not any less, because it shouldn't be that you're valuing her much less than that, a shavet pruta. What would Beit Shammai going to say? Beis Hillel, the Gemara says, Beis Hillel, Rebbe Pruta, Savar, Rav Yosef, the Rebbe Pruta, Kol Dehu. Pruta is whatever its value is, and we're not going to come to be, to mimigar that. Okay? Well, Ezra Hashem will pick up with Amar Lebaye and the Hemshech of Beis Hillel, and Meitz Hashem in tomorrow's daf.